Welcome back to The Daily Poem, a podcast from Goldberry Studios. I'm Sean Johnson, and today is Friday, April 26th, 2024. Today's poem is by Scott Cairns, and it's called Musée. This is a poem inspired by in conversation with the famous ekphrastic poem by W.H. Auden, Musée des Beaux-Arts, which you can find in our Daily Poem archives. Auden's poem begins about suffering. They were never wrong, the old masters, meaning the Dutch masters, painters. You'll hear that opening line sort of echoed and taken up in the beginning of Cairns' poem. The poem itself is really more like two voices layered over one another. So I'll read the poem in its entirety, but then I will go back through and I'll read just each of the two voices, one being the voice of the imagined Dutch masters themselves, and then the other being the voice of a speaker commentating. Here is Musée from Scott Cairns' 1998 collection, Recovered Body. The old masters, seldom wrong about anything, never quite able to admit it when they were. Notice, please, the execution of the wretched figure. That, I suppose, is the most fraught disadvantage in being master, especially an old one. All but veiled by chiaroscuro and the prominence. Still, when it came to suffering, they had the most reliable perspective, compelling credentials. Of the winged tormentors whose features nearly radiate, they came to it as they came to everything else. Practice, repetition, unwavering habit. With pleasure taken in such consummate facility. Oh, long before they seemed anything like masters, they had come to observe every human torment. With the ivory hooks and with the glinting brazen. As the fortunate occasion, they were masters for their most passionate renderings. Long shaft pikes, with which they daub the matter near the signature. Here is just that second voice. Notice, please, the execution of the wretched figure, all but veiled by chiaroscuro and the prominence of the winged tormentors, whose features nearly radiate with pleasure taken in such consummate facility. With the ivory hooks and with the glinting, brazen, long shaft pikes with which they daub the matter near the signature. And then the first voice. The old masters, seldom wrong about anything, never quite able to admit it when they were. That, I suppose, is the most fraught disadvantage in being master, especially an old one. Still, when it came to suffering, they had the most reliable perspective, compelling credentials. They came to it as they came to everything else. Practice, repetition, unwavering habit. Oh, long before they seemed anything like masters, they had come to observe every human torment as the fortunate occasion. They were masters for their most passionate renderings. So Auden's poem opens with suffering. Cairns, in his opening lines, omits it, though he comes around to it eventually. But it certainly seems that suffering is the theme of the poem and the relationship between suffering and art. In Auden's poem, he notices by observing the old master paintings that suffering is a thing so often overlooked by us. We are never more isolated than when we are suffering. And that means that so many humans suffer alone, even when we're not alone. That the world goes on without us while we suffer. People are eating their meals and opening their windows, and dogs are, you know, scratching themselves on trees, insensitive to our pains. And there's something in this poem of a possible remedy there. He seems to suggest that these old masters, perhaps they answered the very common universal instinct to use art to deal with, to confront, to come through and out of our suffering, to master it. That is the source of their original inspiration, that they have produced so many examples of suffering preserved in pictorial form because they've had so much opportunity to suffer themselves. But there's also, which is perhaps a fine strategy, a fine way to think about the use of art. It is a kind of comfort or consolation. But there seems to be also maybe a warning in the poem as we hear the voice of the masters themselves, which has taken on this very clinical tone. And as the commentator says, there is a fraught disadvantage in being a master, especially an old one. You get to the point perhaps where you have seen so much suffering or even used art to respond to suffering so often that you become callous to it, and suffering becomes then a kind of commodity that you monetize or you trade in, and you enjoy the suffering of others as the fortunate occasion for your most passionate renderings, like the demons that are being described by the voice of the master, those winged tormentors who show pleasure in the wielding of the ivory hooks and the brazen pikes with which they prod the various sufferers in hell. That the old masters are, in a sense, recreating those moments of torment for their own benefit. And so I think this poem is wonderful. It has two voices. It also has these two streams. The potential good that art can make of suffering, and then of course the grave danger that doing so unthinkingly can also present. Here is Musset one more time. The old masters, seldom wrong about anything, never quite able to admit it when they were. Notice, please, the execution of the wretched figure. That, I suppose, is the most fraught disadvantage in being master, especially an old one. All but veiled by chiaroscuro and the prominence, still, when it came to suffering, they had the most reliable perspective, compelling credentials, of the winged tormentors whose features nearly radiate. They came to it as they came to everything else. Practice, repetition, unwavering habit. With pleasure taken in such consummate facility. Oh, long before they seemed anything like masters, they had come to observe every human torment. With the ivory hooks and with the glinting brazen. As the fortunate occasion, they were masters for their most passionate renderings. Long shaft pikes with which they daub the matter near the signature. This has been the Daily Poem. Thanks so much for listening. We'll be back tomorrow, next week, rather, with more poems for you. To listen to past episodes or to support the show, please visit dailypoempod.substack.com. Our archives of past episodes are also brimming with poems relevant to the one discussed today. We have other poetry by Scott Cairns. We have poems by W.H. Auden. And many, many more. On behalf of our whole team at Goldberry Studios, especially our dedicated and long-suffering engineer, Logan Green, who makes this all possible, I'm Sean Johnson. Until next time, happy reading.